Everything's politicized these days, including the attack on the Capitol January 6th. It was very convenient to blame President Trump, even though what the news media didn't play was when the president said, I know you're going to march over there peacefully and let them know how you feel. That was somehow left out all the time in all the reports. Well, now there is a bipartisan review of this January 6th attack, and it blames federal intelligence agencies for failing to heed warnings about the potential for violence. The guy who's smack dab in the middle of this, in charge, basically, is our own United States Senator Gary Peters, on the other end of our line right now. Senator, I'm glad you're getting to the bottom of this and you're able to tell some truths and some facts, as inconvenient as they might be. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul W. Always great to be with you. We are pleased to put out a bipartisan report from my committee, which I chair, Homeland Security and Government Affairs, and we also work with the Rules Committee in a bipartisan way, who oversee the Capitol Police specifically. And the focus of the report was to look at just the events of that day, the attack, and we wanted to try to act as quickly as we could to put recommendations forward for reforms that are necessary so we never see an attack like that again in our history. And you mentioned in the opening intelligence failures. That was clear that there was never intelligence warnings put out to local law enforcement, which is kind of just amazing, given the fact we know there was an awful lot on social media. A lot was being communicated of people going to Washington with the intent to commit violence, and yet that was not communicated. And then just the lack of preparation that we saw from the leadership of the Capitol Police was stunning. And let me just say very clearly, the men and women who were on that front line, who were there defending the Capitol, and the people in the Capitol and the democracy, those officers were failed by their leadership. They performed individually, very heroic, and our hat goes off to them. And I can't tell you how many times as I've been here walking across the Capitol, I've had some Capitol Police officers say to me, you know, Senator, you know, the leadership really let us down. Don't let that happen ever again, please. And that's why we wanted to get this report out and do the investigation and get recommendations out quickly and get them implemented. And that part of that means also making sure they have the proper equipment. They didn't have the training necessary to be in with a violent mob. They didn't have the riot gear necessary. A lot of those images you saw were police officers basically in just their basic uniforms, not protected the way they should. That simply can't happen again.
No, absolutely not. And frankly, unfortunately, it kind of reminds me, this whole idea of intelligence failure and a communication amongst the intelligence people that failed, because they knew a lot of things about the threats coming that proved, obviously, it wasn't from the speech that that President Trump gave minutes before. These people came with equipment and they were loaded. I made the joke at the time. What did they do? Go from the president's speech to a Home Depot and buy all their equipment to be ready to go to war? No, these people were planning on it. In fact, one of the texts, anyone going armed needs to be mentally prepared to draw down on LEOs, law enforcement officers. Let them shoot first, but make sure they know what happens if they do. I mean, this kind of stuff that was out there for weeks before it happened is a real intelligence breakdown that we promised would never happen again after the intelligence breakdowns of 9/11, Senator.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think this is, and I'm glad you bring that up, because it is interesting, the parallels. And these were both singular events that should be huge wake-up calls. And first was 9/11, where foreign terrorism was thought of as something that happens overseas in other countries. And then we realized after 9/11, foreign terrorism can come right to our shores and hit the homeland in a significant way. And there were huge gaps in the intelligence that were then, there was a focus to make sure that we had a better sense of what was happening. And that happened on January 6th, but it wasn't foreign terrorism, it was domestic terrorism, homegrown. Right. And we now know that that's our number one terrorist threat is not foreign, although we have to be vigilant on that all the time. But our number one threat is domestically, with the rise of violent extremist groups. And this should be that wake-up call that our intelligence agencies have to make sure that they recognize this as a serious threat. And put in place what is necessary to protect us. And that'll be, we put out this report yesterday, but we're going to continue as a committee to continue to deal with understanding the rise of domestic terrorism and what tools are necessary for us to protect the public and protect the homeland.
United States Senator Gary Peters, your quote is perfect. The attack was, quite frankly, planned in plain sight. And that's unfortunate that the men and women on the line weren't even given this information and were caught completely off guard when their management, if you will, their leadership, had all kinds of heads up and warnings about what could happen. They just didn't follow through. Now, you have, besides laying out what the Capitol Police leaders knew and when they knew it ahead of time, the important part now is that your report offers 20 recommendations to boost security at the Capitol. And just tell me if you could sum that up, because that's very important, and that's one of the positive things that comes out of a study like this.
Well, you said a variety of things. If you look at just from the equipment, which I mentioned, is to make sure that the proper equipment is available for folks. There also has to be training to deal with civil disturbances. It was striking. There are some units that are trained for civil disturbance, but it's very few. And most officers that are part of the Capitol Police get that training when they're in the academy, but they never get any refreshers. They don't perform any exercises related to that. So you had officers out there that hadn't been trained in civil disturbance in potentially many years, decades or more, depending on how long they've been with the force. So those kinds of practical common sense things have to be put in place. They have to have plans in place as well. One thing that we heard were folks that heard on the radios as the mob was descending on the Capitol, they were saying, where's the plan? Who has a plan? That should not be coming across to the communications in the midst of that.
Can you imagine? Let me just say specifically so people know what you're talking about. You actually hear a police lieutenant repeatedly pleading over the radio during this thing, quote, does anybody have a plan?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. No, it's stunning. And in fact, the other stunning thing, we asked the Capitol Police, where were your officers deployed at that time? They couldn't tell us where they were deployed at the beginning of the attack. And that tells you don't have a plan. You don't even know where your people are.
That's incredible. I know that because of politics, now there are some people questioning one of your recommendations, which would be to let the chief of the Capitol Police to unilaterally ask for emergency help from the National Guard without having to go through an approval process with anybody. And some people are questioning that. I'm not. I'm saying we need to do whatever we have to do to protect America. And, boy, if we don't trust the head of the Capitol Police to make a call like that in an emergency situation, then we need a different head of the Capitol Police.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to give you a sense of how bureaucratic it is, you needed the police board to make approve that request, and that included the architect of the Capitol. Now, I think the architect of the Capitol is a very fine person, but I would want to have a police chief doing that.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, anything else, Senator, we need to know?
Well, we can come back sometime. We had a great hearing yesterday in my committee with the CEO of Colonial Pipeline and talking about these ransomware attacks and cybersecurity.
You were you guys were grilling him, but I think we will learn a lot on both sides, so we will have you back, as always. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
United States Senator Gary Peters.